This is take four, side two, with David Krantz. I wanted to also, there's a joke that you tell, and I want it on tape. It's the chicken joke.
Well, this is from doing many, many lunches and dinners. I always stand up, not always, but many times, I stand up and say, well, I was so glad we were served chicken today, and I would suspect. Sometimes I get false statistics and say I have MC 2,000 such affairs and we've had chicken 1,897 times. And I've often said that if it weren't for events such as these lunches and dinners for charities and organizations, that this country would be overrun by chickens. And then I often follow that up by saying that it does become sort of a Pavlovian thing, because one day last week, my wife served chicken a la king, and I got up at home and spoke for 20 minutes. And then I said, and not only that, but I introduced all the kids at the table, and then asked them all to hold their applause, so they were all introduced. So that's from doing a lot of lunches and dinners.
All right, one more joke, and the Mother Teresa joke.
The story is that the Vatican found Mother Teresa in India and said, you've done such a wonderful job here, we'd like so much to have you go to Africa, where we're having a tremendous problem in South Africa, and see what you can do with the apartheid. So she did, and she really cleared up. Then it went to the old Congo area, and she took care of some illness, and then checked back into the Vatican. And everywhere they sent her, she just corrected the problem. And then they sent her to Los Angeles, where they said, a lot of people are leaving the church, and we really wish that you would go some time and see what you could do. So after several months, they hadn't heard from her. And finally they tried to reach her, and phone was unlisted or anything else, and they finally got to her. And when they did, they got an answering machine. The answering machine said, hi, this is Terry. I'm out for the afternoon. I'll give you a call if you'll talk after the beep.
Love that. Okay, you also mentioned Myron Cope.
Yes. Myron Cope is has been in sports announcer at WTA radio and television for, oh geez, about 20 years now, probably since the early 70s. He came out of Squirrel Hill and became a sports editor at Pitt News. Did a tremendous job. He was a very good sports writer. He then went to Geary, Pennsylvania, the only place he could get a job, on their sports desk, and after he was there a while, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette found him and brought him back to Pittsburgh, and he did write. He was a great writer. And then somewhere along the line, he left the paper and decided that he would freelance, and he became a writer for Sports Illustrated and other magazines, and was able to sit in Pittsburgh and make a very good living freelancing as a sports writer. Somebody at the station radio had an idea that he'd be good on the air. Well, he had a horrible voice, horrible diction, but an enthusiasm that you couldn't buy anywhere. So they put him on the air, and some people hated him initially. And I don't think he even knew that he sounded funny. But his facts and his knowledge and his access to people in the sports world was unbelievable. And the Rooneys loved him, too, so he became a color man on the Steelers. I think he's over 20 years he's been doing that. And he does talk shows. He's cut back a little bit in the last year because his wife is ill, so he doesn't work a full schedule. A couple days a week he does his talk show. But he not only is a good writer, but you know, he was the father of the idea of the terrible towel, which was just a gold or black towel that the fans waved and helped the Steelers do their four Super Bowl victories. He's a great storyteller. He's a great man in charity. He and his wife, Mildred, have an autistic child, and they devote a lot of time and energy to this. And he just had a golf tournament this week, as a matter of fact, and money's going to that. He's been the co-founder of the Vintage Car Race in Shenley Park, and half the proceeds of that go to the Autism Society. He's a good guy. Very good.
David, you told me about a few more stories that you said that you had forgotten, or that your sister reminded you of some stories on Butler Street.
Yeah, there was this one thing that I didn't know. my grandfather, Jake Grossman, my mother's father, I know he had a store in around 34th and Penn Avenue, but I didn't know that he, for many years, had a grocery store in the corner of Main Street and Butler Street, which was really sort of catacorner from where my other grandfather had his jewelry store. And my sister said when she was going to grade school or kindergarten, and she lived on Main Street, where my parents first lived when they were married, that they would walk down and the teacher would stop by my grandfather's store and then discuss the fruit and vegetables. And she was always so proud that it was grandfather's store, which I never knew he had a store there. I also found out that my father went to Lawrence School on 37th Street, a little below Butler Street. It was the grade school, elementary school, Lawrence Elementary. And my aunt, Mrs. Litt, who's my mother's sister, I just saw her at dinner with her this week. She's also a graduate of Lawrence School at 37th below Butler. The school is gone, but I never even heard of it until this week. Those are two points I thought I ought to add to it. There was a fairly decent-sized Jewish community in Lawrenceville, which I guess people who grew up in other parts of the city, East End, the Hill District, and Squirrel Hill, the Jewish community in those areas, I don't think they were aware of it because they thought every Jewish family were in those three areas and probably weren't anywhere else except in small towns where you'd always find a group of Jewish business people who in turn would then have a small synagogue and they would have a small community. It was sort of like that in Lawrenceville. It was like we were a little town unto itself. Strange things, I've been doing these Our Town visits with Channel 4, with Paul Long and Yvonne Zanos. One of the towns we went to a year ago was Fredericktown. Never even heard of it. But Fredericktown, along the Mamon River, has just celebrated its 200th anniversary. It was founded in 1790. It's 1990, the 200th, the bicentennial, which is amazing. There's a church, a Methodist church that we met in. They have one wall of stained glass windows, all Old Testament, that was given to the Methodist church by the Jewish community of Fredericktown, who were the merchants. Now, none of them are there anymore. This business has died out in the community, and they're all gone. But all these Jewish merchants that lined the streets of Fredericktown and ran all the stores got together and put this whole, and the minister of the Methodist Church took me around to show me what it was. It was amazing. And you did have that little kind of feeling all through these little towns, because I even traveled on the road with my uncle, Mr. Litt, Murray Litt, who has since died. And he was in the late 30s, early 40s, so he was really a traveling salesman. Sold children's wear and women's wear. And when I got to be 15, 16, those summers, I would travel with them. And then I could help them drive, help them carry these sample cases. I'd go in and out of these little towns and would call practically always on Jewish merchants in these towns, all doing very well because all these little towns were thriving and they were there doing all the retailing for the people. It was a completely different world because there were no chain stores. They were all individual little department stores or children's wear shops or things like that. But Lawrenceville had the same kind of feeling. And next door to my dad's store, a store that was originally owned by the Harrisons Jewelers, and then my dad is a jewelry store. Next to him was the Adler Haberdashery, and Bill Adler, still see once in a while, lives in New York. He's in his 80s. He ended up being the founder of the TV Guide of Pittsburgh. And he was from Butler Street. He grew up there. So there were a lot of people like that.
Since we still have a nice bit of space on this tape, and I think that we probably can make this the last part of our interview. In the beginning, I didn't think that would happen, but it is happening. Are there any people or anything that you want to tell us about that we have not asked you about?
No, I was kidding you that I had a dinner with Albert Schweitzer and George Washington. sit here and drop names. I don't mean to do that. But no, I've had the opportunity, you know, to work with different kinds of people, and I think part of it is that the kind of work I was in, I was just exposed to different kinds of people, and probably an overabundance initially of show business types, because that's the field I started out in. But in recent years, political people, and I just recently, last Saturday, did a dinner for a scandal. They're involved, the old Lawrenceville family, and the twin boys my age, one of them is just retiring as head of the Election Bureau of Allegheny County, and the other twin is the senator of the state legislature of Pennsylvania, Eugene Scanlon. Their older brother, they're all Lawrenceville family, and he just celebrated his 50th wedding anniversary. And so we all went to a church last week.
Where?
On the north side. On Ingham Street, off Marshall Avenue, and they were reavow their marriage, and then we went over to the Holiday Inn, Night Road, and all these people, many from the Lawrenceville area, and many of their family, they had a large Irish family, and I emceed their wedding, their 50th wedding anniversary, and it was fun, because I do know the people, I enjoy them, and you do run across different kinds of people because of maybe where you grew up and maybe because of the exposure and the kind of work you need to do. In fact, I'm leaving here and I'm going to go to the Self-Help Group Network for a meeting and doing some work to raise funds for that organization.
And what is the Self-Help?
It's a group, and it's Betty Heppner is in charge of it, a wonderful woman who works for Absolute Volunteer. She's put together a group of some 400 individual self-help groups in every aspect of where you need emotional support or would help you in any kind of way. This is the umbrella group that holds them together, and they're located in the Vocational Rehabilitation Center. And she was a Shore, and her sister-in-law is Barbara Shore from the University of Pittsburgh, who's president of this organization. And I went to school with her brother, Sid. Whole slew of the Shores. They were all great people from East End. And this is a wonderful organization. And I just marvel at the kind of work they do, and they have a lot of devoted people there. So we're going to go down and try to do a fundraising dinner for them today.
Well, David, I think that the tape has come to an end. It's been a real pleasure. And you might as well tell me what you said you told your wife you were going to say to me at the very end of this tape.
I'm going to say to you that I really enjoy doing it, and I think I've told you everything of any importance. And I really am tired today, because last night I had dinner with Barbara Bush and George, but other than that, my life's very simple.